anniversary of rock and roll, and Tower is celebrating by putting every CD by 50 rock legends on sale. Every CD from the Beatles, Van Halen, Metallica, and Guns N' Roses, 25% off. Don't forget AC/DC, the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, and of course, Jimi Hendrix. He's groovy, man. And Dead. They're all 25% off. That means hundreds of essential rock albums are all under $10.
If you're into some great patio, you can choose between The Passion of the Christ, South Park, Passion of the Jew. On shelves August 31 in Tower has both DVDs on sale.
That's some great patio. How are you anyway? No matter what you're into, nobody has more of the music and movies you want than Tower Records at Tower.com. They even stock all of your favorites from Sophie B. Hawkins.
Who? Tower Records, everything worth hearing is here.
Are you the next profitable property success story? You can be like the former salesman who no longer works 60 hours a week and is working on his first $30,000 deal. Or the auto mechanic who more than tripled his income in less than a year. Or the government worker energized by your brand new career in real estate. All of these people and hundreds more like them have learned from successful local Washington, D.C. area real estate investor and radio host John Peterson how to locate, finance, renovate, and convert distressed real estate into profitable property. Are you interested in the freedom and rewards of your own business? Are you interested in having more money and more time? Are you the next profitable property success story? Take the next step and find out how by attending one of the two remaining free workshops tonight in Bethesda or Tuesday, September 14th in Tyson's Corner. To register, go to www.profitableproperty.com/workshop or call toll-free 866-237-1382. Capacity is limited, so act now. Profitable Property, your next step to profitable real estate investing in the Washington, D.C. area.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What is it, the memo? The ideas contained in that memo are not my ideas, Hank. I do not happen to think we need a younger sidekick.
Thank you.
What is that?
What do you mean this?
Yeah.
You mean the earring?
The earring.
Well, I've had this. I've had this for, oh, golly, some time now.
That you've gotten an earring to make yourself look younger.
Oh, no.
Oh. What have you done to your nipples?
Oh,
no. Let me see. No. Come on, let me see. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Hank.
What's wrong?
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
Hank, what? Look that way. Look that way. Look up. Mm-hmm. Look down. Mm-hmm. Does that loosen you up? How does that feel?
Good.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Does this hurt?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Where'd you get this done, Hank?
Well,
you know, was it in a sterile environment? Look that way. Mm-hmm. Boy, very swollen and reddish, Hank.
Really?
And the left ear is the gay ear, by the way. Do you know that?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. And when you wear it low on the lobe like that, Hank, it means you're catching, not pitching. You know, I had a friend who was allergic to base metal. Got a really bad infection. Lost about 90% of his hearing. Oh, mm-hmm. Hank, that looks very pussy. What kind of metal did they use, do you know?
I gotta go.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine. Hank,
yeah.
I like it. Hank, keep it.
Yeah. Keep it.
Yeah.
Right.
Boy, oh boy. Don't hide it.
Right.
Be proud, catching, not pitching.
Right.
What's the matter?
Cold. See, air conditioning. Why do they always turn those things up so high? I'll probably get the flu.
You want me to ask them for a blanket?
You gotta be very careful with air conditioning, you know.
Francis and I, we've got one in the bedroom. I never let her turn it on in the summer.
Oh, she must be crazy about that. What's the matter now?
I got the... my ears are filling up. I got the sinus condition. It's the change in temperature. I always get it from air conditioning.
Maybe it'll go away.
No. It's all part of my allergies. I get them in the summer.
Only in the summer?
And in the winter, too. I get them all year long. Allergic to food. And pillows and curtains and perfumes. Can you imagine that? Allergic to perfumes? I used to drive Frances crazy. For a while, she couldn't wear anything except my aftershave lotion. That was impossible for me.
Stop that, William. What are you doing?
I'm trying to clear up my ears. You create a pressure inside your head, it opens up the station too.
Ma.
time.
Uh-huh.
I think that's pretty much it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Smurf! 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 You know, I've been with the show 12 years. I've never done that. All right, it is the best of Don and Mike. Hello, everybody. 2 o'clock hour on the mighty WJFK. And you know, I feel like I'm on the show WKRP in Cincinnati, for I haven't any headphones on. I guess I'm hearing the Spinners. Are we playing the Spinners?
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds great.
All right. Loving that. Sexy soul. Anyway, moving on with the best of Don and Mike. Of course, at 3 o'clock, we have the network version of the best of Don and Mike. Great stuff today, including a personal favorite segment of mine in which Mike forgets my birthday. But let's get started recapping. This is when the Burbanks vacationed with the Geronimos. And Beth Ann knew I was going to say that, and she just lip-synced my very words. I think you'll enjoy it. It's the best of Don and Mike.
The Burbanks came to the Ocean City, to the beach, right, to spend the weekend with us. And it's weird. Everybody was involved in this except for you, Mike,
yeah,
because Rob and Carrie house sat for us at our home with our kid.
Right.
Because our kid is to that age. He's 18. We say, hey, we're going to the beach. Do you want to go? No. So we can't leave him at home alone.
Well, so, you'd have like 500 cars there, right?
Right. So,
is that the reason? I mean, he's capable of staying on his
own. No, he certainly can stay home alone. It's just, it would be like old school.
Yeah.
So Uncle Rob and Aunt Carrie come over, uh-huh, and they watch him.
Does he resent that?
No, he digs Rob.
Really?
Yeah, he digs Rob.
Does he know that he's being watched?
Yes.
Sure.
Of course he does.
It just seems interesting.
It's
Rob, does he have some kind of deal with you? Tell the truth.
He better not.
No more than 6 beers, right? I mean, that's the ceiling.
For you.
That's right.
For you.
He's fun. He's fun to hang out with. He and Carrie get along really well, too, so it works out well.
Gives Rob a wad of cash.
He's and helped me to keep in touch with the youth of America.
Oh, God, that didn't disappoint right there.
He's a nice kid. Although, you know, I'll tell you something we have coming up on the horizon, speaking of the beach, that we're not looking forward to, and that is senior week.
Mm. Ooh, is he going to be down there for that?
Yeah, that's where they go. City. Wow. Right. So, get up to the beach. Oh, and that's another, the guy that called in from Billy's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We actually went in there. Buzz and I did. Now, why is
the sub place?
Yeah, yeah, they went and got some subs.
Good.
It was actually quite good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent.
140th Street. We get to Ocean City, and we're waiting for Buzz and Marcia, and they call and they say, hi. Well, you know, Buzz, hi. We're on the way.
Right.
Great. Fantastic. Did all the errands that I had to do. Came back. Buzz and Marcia showed up, and immediately it was like sides, because it was, we started the four of us talking, but then when Frida decided that she wanted to go to an antique shop, I just go along for the ride at this point,
mm-hmm,
you know, because this is what I do. This is my half of being married, that I say, okay,
right,
I'd be glad to. Let's go. We get in the car, and
were you guys sitting in the back?
No, it was Buzz and I up front.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's girls in the back. That's when you know it's over. Well, you see it in Florida. You're both of you are a million miles away from this. But it's that's when you know the man is ready to die.
Well,
when the men and you see it all over Florida. Two women in the front, two men in the back, and it's so sad.
Well, it is simply
really the time.
Doesn't feel like a million miles.
I do it with Rob and Carrie as well, simply because the chatter. if it's me and Frida in the front seat, or Buzz and Marcia, or Rob and Carrie in the back seat,
right,
invariably the conversation is going to be between, you know.
No, guy in the front seat. Don't get me wrong. Front seat is, that's kosher. I'm saying it's, in fact, it's usually guy when you have couples. It's usually guy together, but when it moves guy from the front, it always has to be guy in the front seat. When it moves to guy in the back seat,
then you're
close to death.
You might as well be driving around in a hearse.
Yeah, because they're gearing up for their last ride in the back.
Absolutely.
So at one point we're standing outside after being told, come on, we're going, we're going, we're going, we're going. Of course, Buzz and I are outside waiting, Buzz is trying to sneak one of his cigarettes.
You know, and Buzz...
No, not really. I mean, everybody here knew.
The entire concept of that, though, is weird. Okay. That Marcia knows you have an occasional cigarette.
Right.
And don't get me wrong here, kids. Regular cigarettes, okay?
Yeah. Yes, regular.
More, I mean, and be honest with me, a little more recently.
A little more recently, that's
true. I noticed in New Orleans you were, you know, any free moment.
Yeah, I don't feel good about that, but it's true. Right.
And even when we were at this antique store after I bailed us out of this place, we're outside. Buzz was, like, standing outside smoking a cigarette, like, in a corner. I said, Buzz, I'm sitting in the front seat of the car smoking a cigar. Come on, get your ass in here. And as soon as your wife walked up, you flicked the cigarette away.
I was finished.
And she said, or maybe Frida said, we saw that.
Yes, Frida did say
that. We saw that, Buzz. But we knew that the lines were drawn immediately when Frida announced they wanted to go to this antique shop. And Buzz and I were waiting out front for them. And when they came down, it was really, I know it's this sound effect, but it was... I swear to God, it was. Well, have you been to Nordstrom's? Well, Nordstrom doesn't have that. Well, you know, I found a really great one and they said the words Mary Kay.
That came up, yes.
And
how horrible!
I just looked at Buzz and I said, "This is why they are where they are, and why we are where we are."
And I said to Don, "It's important that they talk to each other about these things, because if they don't, they're going to talk to us about them."
Yes. So we go to an antique store. Which my wife loves, which to me really might as well be called Retard's Roadshow. You know Antique Roadshow?
Mm-hmm.
We go in this place, and Buzz, thank God Buzz was there to finally back me up on some of these things that I talk about. Walk in this place, and for instance, one of the items that you see as soon as you walk in, it's a lamp. But it's a lamp of a monkey. A monkey wearing a red jacket. And the monkey has his arms to the... He almost looks like one of the flying monkeys from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And he's got a giant lampshade on his head. The thing is $260.
Wasn't it? I think it's $465.
You go a little further, and you see... Dogs. You see...
Lots of dogs.
Playing poker?
No. Concrete dogs.
Saw a dog in a hat, like in an old-timey outfit, remember?
Oh, and they had a full-size dog, like a cutout of a dog.
Mm-hmm. You know, with my marital situation, I've always thought that I'm really the pathetic one of this group. But I'll tell you right now, I'm thinking about you two guys walking around there.
A dog
looking at dogs with a hat.
Hold on, Mike.
Jesus Christ. throw you off a bridge.
Thank you.
A dog wearing a Napoleon outfit.
Yeah, that's it.
You guys have fun at the antique store.
In a twisted way.
We're in there, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes. And Frida's been in there 1,000 times.
They have beer on tap anywhere around there?
No. I know the place absolutely, but like the back of my hand, I've been there so many times. I brought Buzz around and said, okay, here's the frogs. Here's the part about PMS.
See, maybe that's the deal. Maybe if I knew a few antique stores like the back of my hand, I'd still be married today.
I said, here's the monkey part. You go out back, and they got the dog thing, and they got a thing where you can buy a tombstone for your dog, if you're nutty like that. You know.
So is it like the lady that owns the place, the lady that would have a lot of cats around or something like that?
Yeah, she looks like one of those cat ladies.
She caters to that
clothes,
dog.
Right?
Yeah. So anyway, we're in there like 10 minutes, and I just said to Buzz, I can't. I can't take it. And they got mailboxes. Not regular mailboxes, but mailboxes that are painted to look like roosters and peacocks, where they have actual big wings on the side of them.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm saying to Buzz, can you imagine you bought this, you put this in front of your house, you might as well put a sign out that says, hey, kids on Friday night driving around with a baseball bat.
Yes.
Please.
Right.
Please, take a swing at this.
Get me.
Mailbox golf.
So we spent about 10 minutes in there, and then we got the hell out. Yeah. And I don't... Your wife ended up winning over you. I don't know what the item was, if it was those metal seashells.
Yes, one of the metal seashells.
She wanted to buy them,
and
Buzz said no. And she said, but I want them. I'm eavesdropping now. And Buzz says, but you don't need them.
It's more clutter, yeah.
Marcia, if you buy those metal seashells, you will be riding home.
have no place for them. Yeah. And then I noticed that Marcia bought them anyway. You know, just
now
like
in our
Freedom.
House, yes.
Didn't really matter.
Marcia, did you buy the middle seats
out? So we went outside, and we had our moment. Again, Buzz and I had our moments.
Yes.
Oh, and I should tell you, this is a good time for the sex music. I did, in fact, see the tattoo of Marcia Burbank. It is above the waist. She did have to pull down her pants a little bit. So I could see her red, I believe, thong underwear.
Yeah, actually below the waist, kind of covered up by the underwear.
Mm-hmm.
It down. Yeah.
No, you're right, Buzz. But anyway, she pulled out her pants in such a way.
What is it?
It is a rose.
Mm-hmm.
It is a...
Some say love.
Tiny, and it was one of the first things when she came in.
Couldn't
it
wait.
Is a flower.
Couldn't wait.
I said something like, well, I've heard all about the tattoo. And she jumped up and unbuckled her pants.
Showed you.
And I was like, whoa, wait, hold on. Because from Buzz's description, I was thinking it was... You know, like, she'd have to be taking off her underpants.
Right down there by the, you know.
But as it turns out, your wife apparently is very neatly groomed because it sure is close to...
Really?
Yeah. To the spot.
Close to there.
You like it?
Did you like the tattoo?
That's tiny. It's nice.
Detailed, like Buzz said?
Yeah, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Now, I've been friends with Buzz and Marcia for over 20 years. Love them, but... When she's standing right, and I was sitting and she's standing right in front of me.
Did she have that look that she has that, you know, I'm going to show you my tattoo?
She dropped her pants. It's simply bad manners for me to say, hey, and she's about 2 feet away.
Right.
Hey, Marcia, would you mind moving a little closer?
Get a closer look.
So I can get a good look at that. You know, so I can just basically have my nose right by her.
You know, and Freddie was in the room, so yeah, a little uncomfortable probably. But later, you rested. I don't want to race ahead in the story, but later you rested your head on that tattoo.
Well, that was after a night of. And that was after. It's all right, Dad. If we're gonna go there,
okay.
That was after I did something with your wife that you would not do.
Yes, I know, and that's okay. Fine. You can go there if you like.
Well, we went to Secrets.
Mm-hmm.
We went and we now listen. We I just want to say.
I can't imagine. The reason I'm having trouble with this, I can't imagine anything Buzz wouldn't do.
Buzz was bombed at about 4:30.
Right.
I'll tell you about it in a minute. We had a bad movie experience.
Oh, my God.
Which is what I want to get to.
Yeah.
After the bad movie experience.
Oh, did you go to see Cody Banks, too?
After the bad movie experience, we came back home, and Buzz had, I think, two beers. And then maybe... couple martinis. All of this before dinner, like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Attaboy. Hi. Welcome to the beach.
So my man, he's gone.
Uh-huh.
He's gone. I had one vodka and tonic, and I said, I'm going to wait now. I switched right to Diet Vanilla Coke.
Mm.
Meanwhile, the rest of them, my wife, Buzz, Marcia, they're all getting loop-de-looped. By the time we headed over to Secrets for dinner, allegedly for dinner, which ended up just being... drinks, and by the time they brought the food, no one was really eating.
Yeah.
Everybody's still drinking.
I just want nachos.
It was about that time that they wanted to go over to the disco part of Secrets. And for a while, it was just Buzz and I standing there. Now, my sister-in-law, Robbie, and her friend Sue Ann were there as well.
They joined
Sue Ann
Niven.
So it was, yes, it was four women and Buzz and I. And for a while... the girls all danced with each other,
mm-hmm.
right? And Frida came over, and at one point, she'd been pounding them, too. She said, and I believe it was the first, I'm the least drunk of everybody in the group,
yeah.
of all of them. She says, come on, you never dance with me. You gotta dance with me. So I take her out, and I dance with her. And we danced. Like, I don't know, for 15 minutes.
Right.
And I got done, and I'm sweating like Mayor Barry. And I come back, and right away, Frida's working on Buzz.
That ought to be the standard line, too. Sweating like Mayor Barry.
Frida's working on Buzz. Buzz, your wife really wants to dance.
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz says, I look at these people. He says, they look goofy. I can't.
You're not a, you hate it, don't you?
Most of the time, I'm not real comfortable with it. I don't think I'm good at it, and I think I look like a dweeb when I try to do it.
And he was going through all of this. I can't do it. And I feel a squeeze on my shoulder like the Incredible Hulk, and I realize that it's Frida giving me like the Mr. Spock thing on my shoulder.
Right.
And I hear... being the obedient husband, I said, Marcia, would you like to dance? And she said, of course. So we went out and we danced.
I'm still holding out. I don't know if this is an attempt to make me feel guilty or jealous, but whatever it is, it isn't working.
Right, because Buzz is still standing.
I'm holding my ground.
Now, right. I'm out with Marcia, dancing with Marcia, longer than I'm out dancing with my wife.
What's your wife doing during this time?
Well, as it turns out, by the time I got back, when I finally said to Marcia, you know, listen, enough.
Right.
You know, I'm tired. I'm sweaty.
Right.
We danced like 8 songs. Enough.
I want to go home.
But when I got back.
What was your genre of dancing? Was it slow dancing?
Well, it was disco.
Sway into the music.
There were no slow songs. It was disco. But I refused to dance with either Frida or Marcia. Without touching.
Touching.
So it was the thing where I had my arm around the waist and...
you disco ballroom.
Yeah, right. I get done with this and I'm ready...
Disco salsa.
I am absolutely ready. And the music was like... it was good. It was like Parliament.
Right.
You know, all the stuff that I like. Brothers Johnson.
Oh, great old funk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I love that stuff.
So I get done with this and I'm ready to come back and just cut Buzz one wide open. It's like, man... Not only did I dance with my wife, I danced with your wife
for
20
Don.
Minutes. I get back there, and I said to my sister-in-law, Robin, I go, hey, where's Buzz? She says, he's out dancing with Frida. So Frida put the screws to you.
She did. She put the same Spock hand lock on my shoulder, as a matter of fact.
And we ended up leaving.
You know, it's dancing, dinner dancing.
Mm-hmm.
The switch has occurred.
Well, now, you know,
the swap happened.
Mm-hmm. The only time that we came close was at one point. I was out on the balcony when we got back home. Mm-hmm. We were waiting for my sister-in-law, who incidentally, we found out the next day, never made it over to our place because when we left Secrets at about 11:30, we said, we'll see you back at our place. Apparently, they're going to get pissed, but too bad. Because nothing happened. It was innocent.
Right, right.
Robbie and Sue Ann met some sailors.
Oh.
Who were about to be married. And apparently the...
Sailors like, the destroyer parked off Ocean City or something like that?
I don't know.
Were they in their uniforms and stuff?
That I don't know either. I wasn't there.
Or were they kind of sailors that, you know, you find in the deep town?
I just heard that they were sailors.
Uh-huh. Hey, sailor.
And that they were getting married.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted to kiss as many women as they could before they got married.
There you go.
So that's what I heard on Sunday morning when we said to Robin, well, how come you didn't come... back.
Did they say where they wanted to kiss them?
Below the belt. Below the waist.
Below the tattoo line.
Below the belt.
The good thing about that is there's no way that's a pickup line.
No,
because they're both getting married.
We're both getting married. We want to kiss as many girls as we can. Parliament.
So anyway, we're back in our apartment, and we're waiting now for Robin and Sue Ann, and... I'm out on the balcony, and Buzz is in a chair.
Are you smoking a cigar?
Of course. Marcia is sitting on the couch. She has the TV on.
Mm-hmm.
And Frida is laying on the couch, and she has her head in Marcia's lap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? While they're watching TV.
See, every single time you guys get together, there is always something like this between your wife and Buzz's wife.
But then Frida gets up.
I was in Joel's.
Frida gets up for a second, and as soon as she gets up, Marcia says... Well, aren't you going to take your wife's spot?
Wow.
I was just sitting, you know, 5 feet away.
So she wants you to sit down and...
Lay down. Lay down. She's sitting on the couch.
Oh, she wants you to lay down and put your head in her crotch.
Yeah. Yeah, which I did. Which I did.
Which you did.
And Frida then came out of the...
You were sleepy, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Very, very.
It's not like you kept your head. Did you put your face into the pillow?
My God. I did not know such thing.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
I was uptight because I'm laying on the couch.
And you're the soberest one.
With my head in his wife's lap, and he's sitting like 2 feet away.
Yeah.
And I know him, you know, Joe Swinger. And I'm thinking,
he's looking on approvingly.
Far be it from me to interfere.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, looking on approvingly, really. And in a way, it's like, you know, hey, please the boss.
Step two.
You know, but, right now as I watch.
Frida came back in, and then I immediately jumped up and said,
oh, yes, dear.
Said, assume the position. You know, and right away, here's where I screwed my
head. Did you do that crazy thing where you move your scalp?
I got so defensive. I got up and I said, oh, hey, Frida, Marcia asked me to lay down on the couch. Frida didn't care.
No.
But I overreacted. I said, really, I was just out there.
Sounds
having
like
a
there's
cigar.
Only one person in this foursome that's uptight.
You're looking at him.
Sex.
So, oh, you want that? Before we tell you the good stuff about the movie, I'll just tell you one other buzz moment.
Yeah.
Thank you for this buzz.
You're welcome.
We're up very late on Saturday night. We're up way past midnight. 6:41 a.m. Sunday morning is when we woke up because Buzz had to get a cigarette and or whatever you were doing.
Yeah.
And went to his car and open the door to our place and hit the alarm. Now, the alarm that we have is not like the alarm that most houses have.
You got the nicotine going on, buddy.
The alarm is, and I requested it when we bought this new place in Ocean City. It's the same alarm that Leah Remini has in her house. And it says, at an incredible volume, while you're hearing...
Intruder! Intruder! Leave immediately! Leave immediately! Intruder! Intruder!
Oh, my God.
And it says to them, like, the police have been called. Intruder! Break in! Break in! Intruder! Leave immediately!
Good morning.
Frida and I jump out of bed. I go... What the F is this? She says, Buzz must have opened the door. And while she's going downstairs, the phone's ringing. Because, you know, it's the alarm company.
Yeah, the alarm company.
Wanted to know what's going on. It was just Buzz.
Good morning.
So you left, what do you leave it on, like, just on guard when,
and actually,
when you sleep?
I didn't even go out the main door. I went out a balcony door on the second floor. And you can't even go out a balcony door on the second floor without the alarm going
off. Well, Mike, part of that gets back to having an 18-year-old son.
Yeah.
That we have the alarm set up.
Right.
So that, well, first off, we don't want anybody to break in.
Of course.
Sure.
But
you don't want anybody to break out either.
With Bart, I mean, you crack a window and we got that thing turned on.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. And
that's
you,
good. I'm listening.
And Buzz,
I like that.
Buzz, you did it perfect. The voice, do it.
Intruder. Intruder. Leave immediately. The police have been called. Intruder. Intruder.
Well, I can just see you.
Oh.
I can just see you just being as quiet as a human being can be.
Embarrassed, humble, apologetic. And good morning.
Oh, my.
And then we were up. Okay, we got a break. The best part's coming up. Stay right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 106.7. Guess who's stopping by for the season premiere of Two and a Half Men? Sean Penn.
Nice. Very nice.
Two and a Half Men. Season premiere, CBS Monday, September 20th.
GEICO says that millions of drivers are really glad they're riding with GEICO. Let's see what their customers have to say. Hello, is this Shannon Johnson?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Shannon, I understand you have GEICO auto insurance. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, would you say that you're really glad you're riding with GEICO?
Well, they do save me a lot of money, mm-hmm. and they're always there for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I am glad.
Okay, but that's not the question. Would you say you're really glad? Now, Shannon, please, think before you answer.
I'm really glad.
Okay, then. No further questions.
Millions of drivers are really glad they're riding with GEICO. See why.